This week, we're going to look at the Old Testament reading for the morning office. The reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 32. It's a long reading, and we're going to look at the very last few verses because they contain a topic that has been debated for millennia. We're going to look at verses 49 to 52. Here we have God speaking to Moses right at the point that the Israelites are going to enter the Promised Land. We begin. Go up this mountain of the Abarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, opposite Jericho, and view the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel for a possession, and die on the mountain which you go up, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. Because you broke faith with me in the midst of the people of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, and because you did not treat me as holy in the midst of the people of Israel. For you shall see the land before you, but you shall not go there, into the land that I am giving to the people of Israel. So for thousands of years, Jews and Christians alike have debated the meaning of why Moses was denied entry into the Promised Land after his service to God. The consensus explanation is that it is because of Moses' disobedience in the desert of Zin. If you'll recall, in Numbers 20, chapter 20, verses 7 to 8, we are told of how Moses was instructed by God to deal with the lack of water for the Israelites. The people were complaining and arguing with Moses and Aaron, and as they had done before, Moses and Aaron sought the Lord for guidance. God told them specifically what to do. They were to speak to the rock in front of the people. Instead, overcome with frustration, Moses says to the people, "Hear now, you rebels, shall we bring water out of this rock?" And then he strikes the rock two times with his staff, and the waters come gushing out. Now, in our human nature, it's a common reaction to these scriptures to say, "That doesn't seem fair." So recall the advice from last week. When we're tempted to say that of God, alarm bells should ring. We are putting ourselves in the position of judging God, which we should never do. Here are some suggestions, with some help from Puritan Matthew Henry, on how to deal with this scripture. First, Moses' work was done. He had done what God had asked him to do. He is old, so why would he want to live another day longer? He has prayed before that he should be let into the land of Canaan, but that prayer had previously been answered by God, and Moses is satisfied. Second, God reminds him of his brother Aaron's death before him. It's a comfort for us when we die to think of those who have gone before us, especially Jesus. Third, while God's reminding Moses of his previous sin may have been painful, God also sends Moses up a high hill from which he can see the Promised Land. This is a plain reminder that while his worldly sin had kept him out of the worldly country of Canaan, it would not deprive him of that better country, that house not built with hands, where he is about to go. Those who die may die in comfort, notwithstanding any sins they remember, in the sure faith of eternal life in heaven.